Genesis 22, 17 and 18 says that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. In our previous devotional titled Jesus, Blessing from Israel to All Nations, we mentioned that the reference to multiplying the seed of Abraham has both a physical and spiritual application. We discussed the physical seed of Abraham being the nation of Israel, and that the nation of Israel brought forth the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, who is the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and King David, right down through to his adopted father, Joseph, and his biological mother, Mary. Being born of the Virgin Mary, Jesus was born by miraculous conception, not to be confused with the Roman Catholic myth called Immaculate Conception. The conception of Jesus was miraculous because his mother Mary was a virgin Jewess who was a maiden, so there was no natural fertilization of her egg in her womb. The so-called Immaculate Conception is a myth created by Roman Catholics to teach that Mary herself was somehow conceived without original sin, even though she had a human father and mother, both with a sinful nature. It's a ridiculously dumb idea, and it's a human invention without a shred of biblical support. Sadly, you'll hear people refer to the birth of Jesus, and they'll call it an Immaculate Conception, but that's just wrong. It's the miraculous conception. Words mean things, and things that are different are not the same. I once referred to the false teaching of the Immaculate Conception, and some guy says, I thought that was when Franco Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers made that amazing catch to beat the Dallas Cowboys back in 1972. That's actually called the Immaculate Reception. Not the same thing either. But the birth of Jesus ties together several important prophecies. First, the prophecy in Genesis 3 that we discussed in the previous devotional said that God would use the woman to defeat Satan and referred only to her seed. Genesis 3:15 says, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Then we read of the seed of Abraham in Genesis and how that the same promise was repeated, telling us this seed of the woman and seed of Abraham would come through Isaac and then Jacob, then later said to come of the tribe of Judah. Then the prophet Isaiah clarified this seed of woman prophecy in Isaiah 7:14, where we read he said, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Only Jesus fulfilled the dozens of messianic prophecies, and only Jesus was ever born of a virgin. Jesus is the spiritual seed and fulfillment of the promise to Abraham, as Paul spells out for us in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, where we read, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. All born-again Christians are saved by the work of one man, and he is the seed of Abraham. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. And if you're saved right now, then you know that he is our everything. With Jesus, we are blessed, and there are saved people from every tongue, tribe, and nation among the blessed. If you are not yet among the blessed, you can be today by repenting and turning your heart and mind away from your sin and unbelief toward God with faith in His shed blood, in death on the cross, and the power of His resurrection over sin and death. All who do that are blessed and are part of the fulfillment of the promise that in the seed of Abraham, all nations will be blessed.